Hey, what's up, you guys? This is nonsense.podcast. Hey, so today I have a little fun topic that I want to talk about. Have you guys ever been in a situation where you weren't really sure how to act or how to what the etiquette was or what the rules were? So today we're going to talk about that. I want to bring up some scenarios with you guys, and we can talk about like how silly some of these rules are and like why do we follow them? You know what I mean? So you probably don't know what I mean.
No.
So the first one is in an elevator, like when you get in an elevator with several other people, like what are the rules?
Fart.
You have to push it out.
Yeah.
I mean, make things, just take off all your clothes. No, sorry.
I don't even know what I was going to say. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So I think my brain just stopped. My brain farted.
I saw it restart there.
Yeah. Okay. No. So like whenever for real though, like when you get in an elevator, what are the rules?
I've dealt with two main types that I see, and it's literally totally different. I feel like anytime I get on an elevator, if there's like an abundance of people or whatever, it's either everybody's silent and won't look at each other.
Right.
Or everybody's being super social. It's like complete opposite. Yeah.
I've never seen a super social one
in an elevator.
I don't get on a whole lot of elevators unless I travel. So I'm thinking like Vegas, Reno, right. You know, places like that where people are.
Okay. But no,
in a social environment.
Let's start with this. Answer the question. When you get in an elevator, what are the rules?
Okay. First thing.
Yes.
Before you get in the elevator, when the doors open, you wait for people to get off.
Okay.
That need to get off
first. How often is that rule broken?
All the friggin' time.
Okay. What's the next rule?
Fart like, in the elevator. I told you this.
No. Like, what are the unspoken rules? What are they?
Push all the buttons. You
face forward.
Oh, yeah. I see what
you're saying. Don't talk. Yeah. What are the rules? Like, if you get into an elevator,
you're asking us what we think the rules are.
No, everybody knows these rules, but we've never talked about
them. Yeah.
That's the whole point of the podcast episode.
I don't follow any of those rules.
What are the unspoken rules of all these different things? Nobody's ever sat down and said, son, when you get in an elevator, you face forward.
I think it's like a herd mentality thing. You see it happen. You're like, well, they're all doing it, you know?
Why? And I know you don't know the answer. Let's speculate. This is the point of just play nonsense.
There you go. Yeah, it's herd mentality. The first guy did it. He's like, you know what? No, I'm not going to face this way. I'm going to face the door.
So
I'm going to fart a lot. Sorry.
I honestly think it came from like everybody, you're in an elevator with a bunch of strangers. You don't know anything about them. So you can't really have any small talk because it's just going to be, how's the weather today? Hey, yeah. It's raining out there. Like, that's really all you can talk about. Because then you know you're going to be in there and be like, hey, man, how are you doing? They're like, oh, I had a dentist appointment today. I got 6 teeth removed. Now it's going to cost me $1 million. And you're just like, how do I respond to that?
So now you've learned, don't ask.
Exactly.
And be quiet.
So I'm sure there was several people in the elevator and they were just like, yep, well, that's not going
to
work.
It's sort of like talking to your Uber driver. Just don't do it.
Yeah. So,
I like to go in and just immediately start giving everybody compliments. You have really nice eyes. I like that dress that you
Stranger
wore today.
Stranger danger.
Man, that hat that you wear, it's really brings everything together.
So I am the one that breaks that awkwardness. So when I get in an elevator, a lot of times I'll face the wrong direction on purpose. So instead of facing the door, I like to stand against the wall and face sideways. So I'm looking at everybody.
I do that too. I was just getting ready to say that. Dude, I don't face forward. I'm telling you, I don't do those rules.
Well, because if you're in the front, everybody's behind you. And I'm like, I don't like that. But also like I'll stand there and I was in a hospital and I was going to visit somebody and I was in there with my mom. And we got in and I'm standing there facing sideways and everybody else is facing forward with their heads down or whatever. And I was like, it was like a 4 or 5 floors or whatever. And I was like, so how's everybody doing?
Nice.
And then I thought about it and I was like, oh crap, this is a hospital. That's probably not the best question. Yeah. Yeah. So everybody did
my grandma just died.
That's what I was expecting. Luckily, nobody said anything like that. They all just kind of gave the nervous giggle and it kind of broke the tension a little bit. But it didn't open up any, it wasn't an icebreaker where we were going to like have a conversation.
Broke the tension, but they also hated you at the same time. Like, this guy,
This guy
opened his mouth.
He thinks he's funny. He
broke one of the rules.
Right.
That was kind of weird about elevator etiquette, people all facing the same way. But then you get some people who get real confused because there's a door on either side.
Right.
Oh my and then God. It opens behind them, and there's just like that split second of panic of like, no, no, I was facing the wrong way.
I always think it's funny too when they'll get in and they have a door on either side, and it's, you know, maybe it's just you and they're by yourself. And it goes up there and you're staring at the door, and then you hear it and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, the back one opened.
Do you think the world doesn't reset correctly if you don't like rewrite it and then face the correct way instead of like just get off?
Dude, I was watching, there was a TV show a long time ago. I want to say it was Mad TV, but it may have been something else. But they were like, the whole thing is, how does it work? No, it was probably Animaniacs, actually.
Oh, it was like big jump.
Yeah, it was
same
difference. It was a whole thing of like,
it was actually a little house on the prairie.
They had elevators and everything.
It was cool. No,
it was a big deal when somebody got a first telephone in that show. There was a Big Bang Theory thing where they were like, Sheldon's trying to ruin it for Amy, and he's like, oh, look at that. They had peanut butter sandwiches. They didn't have peanut butter on the prairie. He was like trying to ruin it. Anyway.
Boo.
No, I want to say it was Animaniacs, and they were like, they did this little segment on how does this work? And they were like, how do elevators work? So they did an animation of somebody got in an elevator, and then they were like, a giant outside of that building pushed it down, and then the elevator stayed right where it was.
That's funny.
I thought that was super cute. But yeah, that was kind of a funny little thing about how, like, doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, is the etiquette of different scenarios and different things, and the unwritten rules of all the stuff that you have to deal with and how silly they are. And like, you know, basically just having a discussion of, do you want to break some of these rules sometimes and why? Cause we're the silly people. That's why we have a podcast.
I don't know about etiquette, but I do have one thing that kind of bothers me that we do as a society.
Yes.
And I don't get it.
Okay.
Candles on birthday cakes.
Right.
Like, who was the first person to decide?
Yeah. Cause now they're spitting on the cake, trying to blow it out.
Well, not even just like the weirdness of like, where did that tradition come from? That's we're going to take a bunch of sticks and set them on fire and put them on the cake. And if you blow them out, you get a wish.
So
what acid trip did this idea come from?
None of my wishes have ever come true, by the way.
Oh, well,
have you told people what they are? Because that's one of the rules that you're not supposed to do.
Actually, I don't even remember what any of them are.
So. I wish to live another year. It worked. Nice.
Okay. So if you are an anthropologist, Dad, I'm talking to you. Please comment below and tell us where the beginning of birthday cake candles came from.
It's
because
weird.
We're very curious. Okay. I agree.
I also
that is
agree.
Weird. That is weird, but also like the spitting on the cake.
It's gross.
Because you're blowing out, there's definitely some spittle going on.
I mean, yeah. Especially if I blow my cake candles out, like,
I'm surprised you don't just fart on them.
That's true. Well, that would just be that'd be overkill. The cake would just be splattered across the wall with some other stuff.
I didn't know this was a chocolate cake.
Yeah, exactly. There's corn in it. What? No.
It's a cornbread cake.
I had to use the word splatter too. I don't know why.
You guys hungry?
Not now. Always. What were you gonna say? It sounded like you were gonna say something.
I'm hungry.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate corn cake.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Okay. So the next one is, and this one's going to be mostly for guys and girls. I don't know if there's an equivalent. Yeah, Tom's going to leave. What is the urinal rule? If you go into a bathroom, what are the rules on a urinal?
For me, is I don't use them.
You don't use them at all?
I hate urinals.
I have really bad bashful bladder. So like if there's anybody else in the room, I probably can't even go.
You're like, I'll just wait.
But
do you get on your phone and just like,
start try to distract myself?
No, I mean, do you like fake scroll?
Pretty much.
Like, I got to pass the time.
I have to put on headphones, turn the music up real loud. And then like, cause if I'm going to go, I have to like find a game to focus
on. That's funny.
But if I didn't have bashful bladder, the answer is obvious. You aim for the guy's shoes next to you. Like this is,
you're a little worse.
I like that game.
I mean, soak sock game. It's fun, right?
Well, how many times have you been beaten up in the bathroom?
Oh, well,
or an elevator.
Not for that behavior, but
oh my God. Yeah,
I've been beat up in the bathroom a lot. Not in the men's room, but no, I'm joking.
Maybe I should not have brought you onto the podcast.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, I think I'm going to say that in every episode. I'm just going to be like, this is a bad idea.
This is a mistake.
So what I was getting at was the rule is there has to be at least one space between you and the next guy. Mm-hmm. Unless they're all taken, then sometimes if you're confident enough, you can go up in between two dudes if they're all taken.
That takes some confidence.
But man, if there's a whole row of them, you are not allowed to stand next to the person that's going already.
No, that's really... Yeah, I would, if I were that guy, I would just go to another one.
Right.
Just not stop peeing. I would just keep going.
Just running down the wall. Yeah,
across the guy's legs that just got next to me.
Can I go to the next level of this and also add in, you wash your hands afterwards, right?
Sometimes.
Because I want to bring this up. It's actually a problem in the bowling industry right now. Shout out to Just Ryan in the Midwest bowling community is pointing this out. Actually, he has a whole jersey that has the hand washing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, the instructions.
The instructions on it. Yeah. And it's, you gotta
give me a picture of it.
But I will. Yeah, I'll get that to you. But yeah, it's a problem in the entire bowling community because they feel like they can't wash their hands and go bowl correctly, you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So there's
imagine all the high fives that are going on around there.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, first, like, are you peeing on your hands? Like, what's the deal?
So there is a problem, and actually, funny you mentioned the bowling community, because there was a problem in the bowling community around here a couple decades ago at this point. Hepatitis. Basically, that gets spread super easy. Like, even like a minuscule, like a molecule, not quite that long, but like a tiny amount of poo. Like someone gets in their hand and gross. Yeah, they're touching a bowling ball and other people touch the bowling balls and everything else around. So
that's why I have my own bowling ball.
And why I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom too. And I do have my own ball.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Cause I was always thinking like, I'm touching my own skin, my own body. It's like, mm-hmm. It's not gross or anything,
right.
But there are microscopic.
Yeah. Tiny little stuff. Yeah.
Splatters of pee that are coming back, especially if you're in a urinal,
because mm-hmm.
you're peeing on a porcelain wall. Essentially.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just bouncing back on
those you. Those diseases and, you know, friggin' pathogens, they don't need much. They need like, you know, less than a drop. They need like a tiny itty bitty amount.
I had my region tested and there's all sorts of stuff going on down there.
You're like, so I wash my hands in gasoline. There
you go. Just iodine all the time. But yeah, the urinal thing though, like how do you handle that with a trough? Like, because there are some of those like old sports stadiums and stuff.
There's got to be. Like,
I was going to ask you about that.
It's got to be one person space at least in between you.
And who was?
It's like one car length.
The trough is bad, but I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen this. There was this old subway station I was in one time that had a trough that was round, like around like a
pillar. And you're all just facing each other?
Yeah, like that is so the like most the awkward thing in the world. Be like, to be peeing.
Let's see if I get way across the.
It's like looking out the barrel of a camera, but it's not a camera, but it is kind of pointed at you.
So it's kind of like, isn't that how the Harry Potter like sinks were set up? They're just in a big circle around each other.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
And there's a movie, I want to say Starship Troopers, I could be wrong. They're like washing their hands and stuff, and the walls are only this high, and you can literally see across it to the other people. But that's washing your hands. That's not peeing.
Yeah, right? Not peeing.
That's weird.
Unless you're peeing in the sink. Weird.
I mean, I've only done that in a public bathroom like once or twice.
It was weird because it was circular, but there was how you flushed it was like this bar that you stepped on at the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen the bar to step on it. Yeah. And I've also seen troughs that have like ice in them and you pee on the ice.
Usually at a bar. Yeah.
But yeah, the circular one, here. I'm not down for that.
I wasn't either. It wasn't cool.
That's weird.
I've also seen a lot of modern style, like just regular urinal setups. Literally bump, bump, bump with no walls.
So they have those at the theater.
Yeah.
And they did not take into consideration that some people stand back from those a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I walked into the bathroom,
I have to.
I went around the corner.
Why?
Normally they'll have, it's a real S thing that you got to do to come in, but the first,
you're talking about like your peeing style.
No, the hallway.
Normally.
I pee in an S shape.
Yeah.
No, so as you're coming in, there's obviously you see a wall.
Yeah.
And then you go around a wall and you're supposed to come back around another wall.
Yeah.
That second wall was real small.
Yeah.
And it didn't stick out any further. Like it was only like half of a urinal's width out. Yeah. So I come around the corner and I just see some dude's junk He's just holding it, just peeing. And I'm like, bro, why? Like, anytime I go to a urinal, if there's people over there, I will like angle the opposite direction.
Yeah,
that guy follows none of the elevator rules.
No. I saw his junk. And like, I know him. He was a friend of mine. And I picked on him a lot, just making fun of his, saying it was real small. His wife got so mad at me for just making fun of him. He didn't care. But she was like, it's not small. I'm like, bro, calm down. It's fine. Like, it's just
a guy ribbing another guy for his wiener size is pretty standard.
It's a joke. Like, don't worry about it.
So how big was it?
Like a soda can? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Damn, that's girthy, dude. And we're canceled.
Okay. So, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
They brought up the wrong thing.
Well, ooh, cut the wrong thing.
Okay. So airplane or movie theater armrests, who do they belong to?
Me.
You like, I own them all.
Yeah.
I own every single one of them.
I mean, anytime I go to theater, I'm going with like the wife and the kid usually. So right? It's like,
but your kid's going to be in the middle.
That's
right?
True. If there's a stranger, we try to get seats away from strangers because, I mean, I want to say I'm anti-social, but I ain't there to socialize.
If you're in the movie to socialize, please leave.
Yeah, I know, right? That'd be a really weird, like, hey, man, what'd you think of that scene back there? Like,
shut your mouth. I paid $30 for this ticket.
Yeah, and $90 for this popcorn.
Right.
With a bucket that's in the shape of, like, Chucky's head or something.
That's funny because that's exactly how my son wants to run anywhere he's at. So if he's in the theater, like, he will definitely try to lean over and be like, oh, I didn't see that.
To complete strangers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, how do you decide? Is it whoever's there first, I guess?
My honest answer is whatever makes it the least socially awkward.
So, like, then neither one of them use it.
Yeah, like, if dude's spilling over, I'll be like, you know what? He can have it.
So, go ahead.
If it comes down to it, it's like the thumb war. You just elbow war. Whoever.
I could see you doing that with somebody.
You know what? King of the Hill.
And they're just like, bro, what?
Or you know what? If you're really crafty, you can just put a bunch of thumbtacks on it. And then, you know, just like, or just a bunch of hypodermic needles sticking up.
So you're the city planner for the guy who put like all the spikes on all the benches.
Yeah, so homeless people don't sleep on it.
That makes me so angry.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
No, so yeah, like that's a, how do you decide like who's gonna use it? Because like I would think that it's whoever's there first, maybe, but like
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think for me, I always try to. My real answer is I default to whoever I think would be more comfortable with it.
That's a good way to look at it.
I mean, like me, I'm fine with it, but if it's like some old lady there, you know, some guy,
and she's like all spread out.
Yeah, yeah, just let her have it.
Sounds like this is a major problem within the industry that needs to be.
Everybody needs their own armrest. Don't worry,
Spirit Airlines is on the case.
Right. Not anymore.
That's the Spirit.
There you go.
A friend of mine posted on, he posted earlier today on Facebook about, he said, I found my new resume line item. It was like Spirit Airlines, like some advisor or something. Like he was a big head guy.
He was like a financial advisor.
But it's like they can't call and check on that anymore because they're done. So I put on there, I put the little asterisk to be like, correction. Commercial pilot. Like I was a commercial pilot for Spirit Airlines. So you can't call and check. So that you're going to have to believe me.
It's true.
But yeah, going back to what you're saying about if somebody's like spilling over into the seat a little bit.
Yeah.
So as everybody knows, I'm a pretty big guy. So I was flying to San Diego and I ended up with a middle seat.
Oh no.
And I cannot tell you how many times I apologized. Both guys on either side of me, and they were like, dude, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Cause I was literally like, thick, skinny. Hard. I was like, oh, trying to be like as the least imposing as possible. I felt so, so bad, but I was like, I did this to myself.
One thing I used to have to do, cause I used to have to travel a lot and I was bigger then. I would actually make sure I wore my belt, you know, when you have to take it off from TSA or you know, whatever.
Right. Right.
I'd get on the plane and I'd take it and put it around my legs.
That's you know, not a bad idea.
Yeah, because usually I'm like that. You know?
Well, I couldn't do that because if my legs were in front of me, that was where the seat was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because like when you're a big dude, you got a lot back here. Mm-hmm. That's what's keeping you pushed forward in the seat. And I would smash my knees. I got, some people may not believe this, but I got arrested once. And I had to get in the backseat of the police car and I was like, dude, this is not happening. Hands behind my back, like trying to squeeze in.
That ain't gonna work.
And I'm like, dude, I, and they sat there for like 45 minutes filling out paperwork. It wasn't anything bad. I was young
and I was gonna ask you to explain it here, but
I got pulled over for driving on a suspended license and suspended plates, and they got suspended because I didn't have insurance.
Oh yeah, that'll
so it's right. Like it's like not I didn't like beat somebody up or anything,
right?
But it was I was dumb and I was like, I don't need insurance. I can't afford insurance. Mm-hmm. So then,
I mean, I will say insurance is a scam, but you know, you legally need it.
True. Yeah. Now, I mean, now it's not a big deal because it's, you know, I know I've learned to shop around.
Yeah.
But anyway, the whole thing was, yeah, I was just driving without insurance. And then I got pulled over and they were like, your license is going to be suspended in 3 months. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it was. And then I drove. I was like, I have to get to work.
Yeah.
Literally 6 days into my suspension, I got pulled over.
Oh, that sucks.
I was like, I can make it 3 months. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Yeah. It was 6 days in.
That sucks.
So then I had to ride a bike to work, which was good for me because I got a lot of exercise.
Well, that's good.
Because it was like 2 miles from my house.
Oh, boy.
And one way was uphill.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be both ways, but, you know.
Shut your mouth. It could be if there was like a dip in the middle.
Yeah.
And you go down. That was the whole. That's the whole thing where parents are like, my dad would always be like, I walked uphill to school both ways. And everybody's like, how in the world? But it's like, if there's like a down and then an up to the school, and then you got to go back down and back up to go.
But didn't you really walk uphill whole trip?
No, the whole trip. But they didn't say the whole trip.
You did technically walk uphill. That's true.
Both ways. That was my brain trying to rationalize it and figure out what it was.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that we've figured out how. About the armchair seats, group text behavior. What is the etiquette in a group chat? First of all, don't create them. Yeah. Don't put me in a group chat.
My first thing I do with a group chat is mute it.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that too. Cause I remember back before I discovered, it was a good idea to put your phone on do not disturb.
Yeah.
Literally I'd be at work and I would be working on something and it'd be like, literally the whole night, and I'm like, I cannot handle this.
Yeah.
So then I started muting the conversations, and then now just my phone's on do not disturb.
Smart. That's what you should do it.
So the only people who can get through are a couple friends, like real close friends and family. But yeah, so that and there we are in a bunch of group chats.
And I ignore them all, honestly.
But they're I'm literally in thousands of group chats.
No, thank you.
Not they don't all get responded to all the time, but like they
have. Jesus, hope not.
Well, they've been created over time.
Yeah.
And if I scroll down through my phone, there's a portion where it's literally nothing but group chats because they've all ended up at the bottom.
No, thank you.
But yeah, it's group chats are not fun. So yeah. what
step are, one mute. To, yeah. Step two, probably leave.
What are some of the rules though? What are the rules? The etiquette of being in a group chat.
I'd say the number one rule to me is. Valued context that's short and sweet.
Respond as little as possible. And if you're one of those people, Tomothy, who hits send after every thought, you can in a group chat, can you imagine that? You're just like, yeah, I'll be there at 7. Send. Or maybe 8. Send. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to find my shoes. Send. what would be the best time to get there? Send. Where's parking? Send, like, dude, put that all in one message
For me, the group thing is, and maybe this is my personal, I'm not going to really dog anybody for doing it, but it does annoy me whenever they have emoji reactions to their things and I'll get texts be like, you know, George liked this, you know, like, or, you know, Jimmy liked this. Like,
so
I don't need that. Okay. Yeah. Just don't do it.
So
And
you have an Android, right?
I did. I've got Apple now.
Because you're talking about Android.
Yeah.
So you have Android. I have Android. So everybody that I work with has an iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. So they would always send out a group chat. And then whenever they would like something, it wouldn't just pop up a thumb.
Yeah.
It would say, so like this, right? Yeah. So I would get like 10 of those, like you were just saying. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing was I would copy that. Because like if they would send out a long message that's like explaining some stuff. And everybody liked it. I would long press on it and copy it. And then I would paste it. But then I would copy the one that said that they liked it. So it would be like, Dan liked, and then the whole text. So then I would copy that. And it would say, Rob liked, Dan liked, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody liked that one time. So then, and let's say it was like Tom. So then I would copy it and paste it again. So it would be like, Rob liked, Tom liked, Dan liked, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, because I got so tired of getting those messages.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I want you guys to see what I see.
Yeah.
now Android has finally, like, Android and Apple have kind of like worked together a little bit. So now if an Android or an iPhone user likes your stuff, you, it should show up as a thumb on your phone.
I'm glad that's changed.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So it's fine. Android finally came around.
Don't you?
No, it's still, is it green when it's an Android user?
At least for a while, I know it was, if you got a text from an Android user, it was green. Especially in a group chat, at least.
Yeah, I didn't remember if it was green or blue.
Yeah, it would be blue if it came from iOS, and green if it came from Android.
Yeah, because it's a status thing. Because look at how Apple is, man. Yeah, it's like it's
snooty.
Yeah, it's looked at not necessarily, but it's some are probably, but they're Android not all people,
everybody, but like it's seen, do you have more money than sense?
It's seen as a status symbol. Here's what I want to know though, like, so you know they're gonna be like, oh, my phone was $1,200, $1,600. I'm like, mine's $1,800 and it's an Android and I can do all the stuff that you can do. Like, who cares?
I got mine for free.
Right.
Because I work in IT. And,
well,
you
know, my business bought mine.
Oh, that's good.
But like, it's a status thing. I think that's what it is.
Probably.
It's across the board. There are probably Android people who are like, iPhone people suck. Like, this is the whole divide and conquer thing we were talking about in that other episode.
Oh yeah. I don't give a crap about the people. That's fine. But it's more like the company, I think, is so far up its own butt.
Which company?
Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of them, but Apple especially. Well,
yeah. And they finally got to a point where they can, like, they've figured out how to rebrand and be better and like, get, cause they were falling way behind. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they were just like, let's make Apple a status symbol.
Well, it's like Steve Jobs came back.
And oh, like, is that what happened?
Yeah, he had left the company and they were sort of like just went through the motions of being a regular tech company.
Right.
And it wasn't going so well.
There was Steve no innovation.
Jobs,
yeah.
Yeah. Steve Jobs, who is a huge jerk and a bad person, to be honest, came back and was like, no, it needs to be less about the product and more about the status of having the product.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Know? Yep. And I think that, I mean, that answers your question, I think, about like why is it a big deal?
Yeah.
But and that's the problem with a lot of that. And this is way off topic of what we're talking about. That's the problem with a lot of stuff like that is like people who are like, I'm going to wear Gucci or Supreme or whatever. And it's like,
it's just for the status.
Yeah. Cause there was a picture I saw a long time ago and it's like, it showed like a really, really famous rapper that had like all the expensive stuff on. And then you've got like Steve Jobs next to him who's wearing like Levi jeans, a belt and a black t-shirt. Yeah. And he's like, this dude has billions of dollars and he's got nothing on that's flashy. This other dude has like maybe 10 million and he's got like, he's decked out in everything. And it's all about like how you want to present yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the whole status thing.
How did we get here by farting in elevators to this?
I don't even remember what the last thing was.
Urinal
group text behavior,
group text behavior,
and then the iPhones.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I kind of wanted to be like, if you guys remember how we got there, comment below.
Can you tell all three of us have ADD?
No. Let's see. Since we're on the texting stuff, what is the etiquette for double texting?
I don't know what that is.
When you send a text and then you reply with another text before they have a chance to respond.
Oh,
and I'm guessing
that's absolutely fine.
Of course you think so. I'm fine with quadruple text.
I think it's more of like if you're changing the subject or whatever, because like, you know, you respond to somebody whatever they said, but then you're going to text again changing the subject to something else.
I honestly don't have any thoughts on it. it's just not something I really thought about,
right? You know? And I guess it's like a big deal for some people where you're like, because and I hear a lot about it and I read a lot of stuff on different kinds of dating things that are going on, like the way people communicate and stuff like that. So I hear that a lot of times, one of the big deals is if you text too many times, then you are, you're seen as desperate or whatever. So then you're not.
Maybe I am.
so then you're less desirable, I guess.
I don't play those games. Like, yeah. I didn't play those games back then and I don't play them now.
I don't have to worry about it.
That just goes into the thing about being fake then. You know what I mean? Whenever you're like trying to hide who you really are, right. It's like.
So yeah, because you need to find somebody who wants a double texter if you're a double texter.
If someone's going to eliminate me from their, you know, cadre of, you know, possibilities. Yeah, I dodged the bullet. Sorry.
Cadre?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Apparently. I've never heard it.
I'm dumb and stupid, so
sorry. I
No, I like it. It's awesome. I just never heard it before. And then you just threw it in so casually.
I'm pretty sure it's just a collection, but now I need to look it up.
Watch it be like, that's the type of bunny.
Yeah, yeah. It's this breed of dog.
The Cadbury bunny.
Cadbury. Yeah, small group, trained, skilled professional, forming core organization, unit, or movement responsible for. Yeah.
This guy, a big wordologist over here.
I don't know.
I bet you play a lot of Scrabble, don't you, buddy?
I don't. Dude, that's the thing. Is like, I may have a good vocabulary. My spelling, awful. I cannot spell anything.
I can do vocabulary.
I can do vocabulary, but I can't do spelling.
I love geometry.
What? You broke my brain, Tom.
You two are in long-term committed relationships, correct?
With each other.
I have a sneeze going. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I was like, man, you offended me. Like, holy crap.
Oh, man.
I was like, what are we waiting on?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to put one of those like weird like buffering symbols on his forehead during that one.
Somebody help me.
A sneeze is loading.
Yeah.
Relationship?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you guys are both in like relationships.
I'm married, yeah. Okay. With each other.
So, what is the etiquette on watching an episode of a show without the other one?
If we're watching it together up to that point, you do not watch it on your own. We just ran into this with The Pit.
I want to hear it. Let's tell me about it.
Oh, no. Like, I suggested that we have not watched the finale of The Pit, and my wife was out of town on the weekend. I'm like, what do you think about the idea of just me watching it on my own and you watching it on your own? And she's like, do not watch it.
We could watch it on FaceTime.
And no, it's not going to happen. Oh, so wow. Yeah, we're going to, yeah, it's a frigging cardinal sin.
Okay.
If you're watching it together and you watch it on your own, that's not a good idea. Don't you? Do it.
She's allowed. I'm not.
Yeah. You know what? That should just be the mantra of a freaking successful marriage.
And you know what? I'm all right with that. Funny. Honestly.
Well, it's like, you know, anytime that me and my wife have gotten cars or, you know, like a new car or something like that.
Right.
She always gets the nicer one.
Yeah, yeah.
Always. And you know what? She's my queen. I love her. She can have the nicer car. It's all good.
Except for just now.
Just now. I have the nicer car right now.
Yeah.
But she is taking delivery of an even nicer car next week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so awesome. She's
pretty good.
So you get to be ahead just for a little bit.
Just for like a week. Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
No, that's cool. That's cool. See, I don't have anybody that I watch any shows with that I have to like keep up with. So I will literally binge watch.
I know
everything.
Cause we talked about Mythic Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you should watch this show. It's really good. And then I texted you.
I'm like, hey, I'm starting season 4.
Yeah. I was just like, dude, season 1's really good. I don't know about the rest of it. And you're like, dude, I'm done. I'm like, okay. Like I told you about it 3 hours ago.
I couldn't stop watching it, man. It was so good.
It's a really good show.
It's so good.
It really is. We should watch that for the channel.
For sure. Yeah. We need to do a review on that.
I agree.
That'll be cool. So keep an eye out for that. Cause we're going to do that. Cause I love that show. It's all about video games. It's all about a video game development company, which strikes both of our chords. I don't know about that guy's chord, whatever chord he's got.
I have lots of chords that you can strike.
The G, the A, the E.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Also, well, I want to add also that the viewers, while we're talking about this, drop a comment if you have any suggestions on other movies or anything that we need to review.
Yeah, and also let us know about what shows you guys are watching and what relationship ending arguments you've had over whether you should continue on or not.
And tag your other...
tag your significant other.
And if they watch The Pit finale without you, divorce is the only option.
Dude, Sorry. That show was so good.
It's pretty good.
I love The Pit.
Pretty damn good show. Yeah.
I've been watching it. Thursdays or Wednesdays?
Thursdays.
So I live for Thursdays are my day. Cause I've got, the Chris Hansen has a new show and he's got new episodes that come out on that. And it's for members only. They come out on Thursdays, the new ones. Sosa Undercover, same thing as Chris Hansen, but like way better production value. And they have a bunch of girls that live in a house that lure these dudes out. And then they call police and the police go arrest them. And then, there is The Pit and there is, Taskmaster, a new episode on Thursdays. And then there's like, gosh, dude, there's so many shows. Like Thursday was my day for shows.
Sounds like a good day TV.
For sure. But then like Mondays, I'd be like, oh, cool. The new episode of Scrubs is out. But now their season finale is already over. And I'm like, God, 13 episodes goes by so fast.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Anyway, so not about TV shows. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. When to hold the door and when not to.
I just always do.
Right. But like, what are your stipulations? Like, what are your rules?
For like, oh, yeah. So like, if they're within a distance that the door would have closed by the time they get to it,
okay, yeah, then, you'll hold it.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
See, that's smart. Thanks. That's good.
I try.
Stop
clock is right twice a day. I mean, what I was saying.
That's it. We're done. I can't say I hate. I feel guilty when somebody holds the door for me and I'm still way too far away.
Yeah, I get. I gotta hurry. Yeah.
Right, and I've gotten to a point. I'm like, again, I'm a big dude. I'm not gonna run to the door.
Right.
So I'm like, thank you for holding it, but I didn't ask you to. You don't have to. I'm not gonna be offended if you let it go.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, but I'm not gonna run. Mm-hmm. It's like crossing the street. Like I see people like book it in the crosswalk, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I can't. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. What about you? You're just sitting there with a big old cheesy smile on your face.
I'm loaded. I got a loaded barrel here.
Let's go. Let's
hear it. I got two things, man. One of my favorite things is I'll catch elderly or somebody who's obviously not going to be walking fast.
I'll
swing that door wide open and then you holler at them, hurry up! Come on, get in here! Go and get! And then the other thing is I like to not hold the door open for people who I can clearly see are not going to appreciate it.
Right.
So
what makes you think they won't appreciate it?
I play poker, so I'm a mind reader. I can see whether they're
trying to bait you into
saying that he's like racist or something.
Like, what do they all have in common, Tom?
Well, those people,
they're all short old ladies.
That's funny.
That's all I got.
That's funny.
That's good.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. How long is too long to stay at someone's house?
I'm leaving.
We're getting there actually. Right.
So yeah, it is getting a little bit late and we're almost done with this episode.
No rush.
So how long is too late? Like if you're at a dinner party, not even dinner party, like you had a game night. How late, like when do you do the old leg slap?
The answer is when the host says, well, and then you're like, all right, cool.
What if they're the type of person who's like, I'm so alone. And this isn't coming from any place of anything that I would know. What if they're like, I'm so alone that anybody inside my house is so much fun and we get to hang out and they just keep going. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock.
The person's happy staying, you know, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at what point do you check out? Like, are you like, well, that's when you do it.
Oh, whenever I gotta leave?
Yeah, dude,
I'm a so if I want to leave, I'm just gonna leave.
What if your wife is there? Are you just gonna be like, you? Do you make the eyes across the room? Are you leave her there?
That's easy. That makes it easier because then you can just blame her and be like, do something messed up.
Well, you know? what if you run into that episode?
She just shit herself.
Sorry, guys. My wife just crapped her pants.
She crapped my pants.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
She got it right there, too. And somehow she didn't get any on her pants. But I got it all over mine.
So what if you run into that episode, like the same thing that happened on the episode of The Office, where Jim is trying to leave the dinner party, and he's like, oh, it's my landlord. And he answers the phone. And he's like, what? My apartment flooded. I got to go. Come on, Pam. It's time to go. And they're like, oh, Jim, you can handle it. Pam can stay. And he's like, well, bye. And then Pam was like, but Jim, if it's already flooded, you don't got to worry about all your stuff anymore. You can stay.
Yeah.
Like, so what if you end up with that kind of thing where she's like, you're not leaving me.
Divorced.
I don't know, man. Like the wife
I know this wins. Wasn't part of the question.
The wife wins. All right. Just in any scenario, if you want to keep a happy house, not just a happy marriage. If you want to be happy in your house, you better keep your wife happy.
Let me go back to same answer that I have for everything. She's allowed. I'm not.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
Love you.
She's just going to watch this and be like, I'm going to
see. My wife never watches anything I'm in, so I could say anything I want. So that's how you know I mean it.
Right.
Whenever I say it's a good idea, just let her. Yeah. She's smarter than me. She's a harder worker than me. If she says to do something, I should probably listen.
That's awesome. She'll actually be replacing him on the next episode.
Probably. She'd be better.
I think this is a good one to end on because I think this one is very relatable and everybody hates it except for the people who do it.
All right.
having the volume up and having your phone on speakerphone when you're in public.
I love when other people do that because I jump right in on their conversations. Be in the grocery store on your phone like that. Yeah, you're inviting me to the conversation. That's all I can say.
Just turn on. Just take your. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Just turn on your phone, speakerphone, and blast Baby Shark as loud as you can, standing right next to them.
Yeah.
And that will solve the problem because either one, they'll be like, hang up and put it up to their face, or they'll walk away.
What if you're on like public transit, like on a train or something, the metro, whatever, and somebody's just like got their trap music just going.
I just stare at him.
What? No, here's what we need to do is you need to get on there and just put on like classical, just like old opera classical music and just blast that through your speakerphone.
I'll do one worse. I'll start dancing.
You party boy dancing up on them?
They don't want to see Trump. You don't want to see that.
I can imagine that being way worse.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like, I'll just have the blinking pacifier and like the rave glow sticks.
Everybody just starts throwing up randomly, like, ah, it's so sickening.
I'll start twerking in the man, you know what? They'll turn that music off fast.
I that's fun to talk about, but I would love to be in that situation for real. Because I know you guys would be like, nah, I ain't doing none of that. You might, Tomothy. And then I don't know you super well, but like I can't imagine you actually doing it. If we were sitting next to each other and I'd be like, dude, this guy is annoying the crap out of me. Go dance on him.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, but if I've had enough liquid courage, I probably would. I'll tell you what.
It's a wonder why, in some situations, I haven't been shot or something like that out in public, you know?
For me, it's like when I was young, 1,000% I would have done it. Right. But I've been conditioned to this point. Like, if we talk about my wife again,
right.
I start to do something real stupid, and I'll hear her voice in the back of my head saying, you have a child now. Like, oh, okay.
Well, again, she's allowed. I'm not.
Yeah. So she can twerk and all that stuff. It's a mile. Well, you know me? Nah.
I can just see Tom sitting there. And he's like, hey, babe, go shut that guy up.
Yeah. With a lap dance.
That's the way to end it. Yeah. Speaking of ending things, it's time to end this podcast. Perfect. No, it's time to end this episode. So you guys tell us about any times that you've had to deal with that etiquette. And then any times you've broken it, because we want to hear your urinal stories, I guess, right?
Yes.
Do we?
Yeah. I mean,
how is it when you're at the urinal?
Tell us every detail.
The stickier the story, the better.
Gross.
Who's got the worst urinal story? Go.
Yeah, for sure. If you have that alienates the girls. Who's got the worst bathroom story?
There you go. Yeah. That's
better. Oh, yeah. Like girls can't use urinals.
They can't.
It's 2026, Rob.
I'm not saying they can't. It's just difficult.
Such a misogynist.
Why did I just get yelled at?
Again, if there's urinals, she's allowed and I'm not.
That's the name of the episode.
She's allowed and I'm not. All right, you guys go check us out on all of the podcast platforms. Watch all of our videos. Give us as many views as you can because we're trying to make this a thing. Go listen to our podcasts on all platforms, like I just said, because I just said that.
Also on the platforms.
On the and barter with the platforms. So check us out on Linktree. We've got all of our information on there. And then give us some reviews and like and the 5 stars and all that kind of stuff, just so that we can start, you know, having more engagement and stuff. And that's it. Bye.
Love you.
Oh man, that was dumb.
No, it was fine.
That was great.
It was nonsense. Yeah.
It was actually just plain nonsense.
Was it the best kind of nonsense? The mostest of the nonsense?
Yeah.
The moist.
I like that. Those are fun. Those are two fun episodes.
You like those?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad.
That's a good topic, man.
Yeah. Sweet. I think that rolled and was just great.
Good.
Yeah.
It flowed. This is what I've been looking for a while.
It was good flow and it was fun.